Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Southerly Nourished podcast. I'm Kylie Arnold, owner of Arnold Nutrition Coaching and your functional fat loss friend. I help busy Southern women feel confident in your skin and your food choices without giving up the traditions we love. And today we're tackling a big topic, meal prep. If you've ever tried to meal prep and felt completely overwhelmed, you're definitely not alone. Maybe you've spent hours in the kitchen on Sunday, and then by Wednesday, you're picking up Chick-fil-A because you didn't even want to look at the food you prepped. Or maybe you love the idea of meal prep, but when Sunday rolls around, you're staring at an empty fridge thinking, where do I even start? Or maybe it's the kids' games and birthday parties and all the things add up. And so you want to eat healthy, you want to make changes, but you're really trying to figure out how to make it work. And here's the truth though, it doesn't have to be hard. You don't need to spend hours cooking, and you definitely don't need 20 perfectly portioned containers lined up in the fridge. I'm certainly not doing that with two toddlers. So in this episode, we're going to cover why meal prep feels overwhelming and how to simplify it, what works for me right now as a busy mom of two toddlers, different approaches to meal prep so you can find what works for you. It's just like coaching, like find what works for you. The power of keeping pre-cooked and pre-chopped meal, pre-chopped items for easy backup, simple cooking methods, how your approach might change depending on your season of life or just your season that week, how to get others involved, and then obviously some meal ideas to keep it quick, easy, and that don't require spending hours in the kitchen. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear and stress-free plan to make meal prep actually work for your life without overthinking it. But before we dive in, check out the show notes because you will really enjoy my new cook grocery guide that will be huge for part of your backups. I'll also link our recipe guide and our meal plan guide too so that you have those options on hand, but make sure you're finding what works for you. Okay, so let's dive in. I know it seems weird maybe to do a meal prep podcast versus like a video showing you how to cook things, but this is, y'all, really the overarching strategy, not just simple recipes, because it's in general, like even when we work with clients, I tell them, we don't give you a meal plan. We teach you how to plan your meals. And the difference is we're teaching you how to understand the components of the meal, how to build a meal for you, the skills to have on hand to put meals together. So that really is a skill that's going to serve you for years to come. If we just give you a meal plan and you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, it's not going to serve you. Same thing with meal prep. If we just give you a list of things to meal prep, what are you going to do when that's gone? Like, you need to know how to plan and prepare and to navigate and to be flexible for this to work long term. So first, we're going to go over why most people overcomplicate meal prep and why it can feel very overwhelming. So that most people overthink it and they think that they just need to prep full meals in advance. And the reality, sometimes you can prep ingredients, sometimes you can bulk prep, and it can be way easy and effective. The second thing is people try to meal prep like a Pinterest or an Instagram influencer, you know, like everything perfectly portioned out. You have all of this variety, everything's color coordinated, and it just feels like so much. And the kitchen becomes a mess, and then you're dreading it. And you just don't have hours to spend. And then forgetting about flexibility too. And so sometimes people get caught up. They're like, oh my God, I meal prep, but the family wants to go out to dinner. What do I do? Or my plans change. And so you have to work flexibility into that too. And then also people don't always just consider what they actually eat. So you can take normal items that you eat and do things to prep ahead of time. You know, I'm gonna go off on a tangent here because you'll know I like to do that. There's a difference between planning and preparing. And this can be with anything, you know, before we get into the specifics of meal prep, this can be with anything, not just meal prep, but you can plan or prepare or do both. So I can plan, like tonight, I'm going to an event. I know what they're having there. I'm going in with a plan on how I'm going to attack it. Tomorrow, I have a girl's lunch. I am going in with a plan on how to attack it. This weekend, we might go to a Mardi Gras parade. So like in my mind, I'm planning out what I'm doing, okay? Now, I could also, on the flip side, prepare. Maybe I don't actually have a plan, but I have foods on hand. Like I have turkey breast, I have veggies already cooked. Maybe I have some grilled chicken breast, whatever, you know, are some wraps already made. Like I have things prepared. Okay. So I may not know what's going to happen, but I have things prepared so that I can make that happen. I could also plan without having things prepared, but I could also plan and prepare. So I know I'm going to a Mardi Gras parade this weekend. I have things prepared on hand that I can take with me, that I can make and bring with me. And so you have kind of that, I think when you look at it that way, like you don't always have to know exactly what you're doing, but you can kind of prepare just in case and have those foods on hand to help you get through the event the next day, the weekend, whatever that looks like. So we talked about why meal prep can be so confusing. So we're going to simplify that a little bit. And so first we're going to talk about the power of pre-cooked and pre-chopped backups. Then we're going to talk about simple cooking methods, other approaches to meal prepping, and then the way that I meal prep and some meal ideas to go along with that. And so this is one of the biggest things is like a lot of times, like what takes time in the kitchen is like chopping things, seasoning things, standing over things that need to be cooked. And so one of the best ways to make it easier is to already have those ready to go. So I also to have some of that ready to go, or only cooking one component of your meal. And so you can have, so maybe you cook the side dishes and you have pre-cooked proteins, whether that's a rotisserie chicken, shredded pork, hard-boiled eggs, frozen shrimp that you can defrost and cook really quickly. I've been on a kick with frozen meatballs. Those work really well. It could even be chicken nuggets. Who cares, you know? But having some of those things already on hand. So those are like some of your pre-cooked options. So maybe if I want to do like a pasta dish, I just use pre-cooked meatballs. So I'm not making meatballs and doing the pasta dish, you know? And vice versa. Maybe I want to grill something or I want my husband to grill something. So I have pre-chopped vegetables on hand. These can even be frozen. And y'all, I made a reel on this. But the key to having like not soggy frozen vegetables is don't defrost them before you roast them or put them in the oven. So I'll take a whole bag of like broccoli or whatever, put it on a pan, spray it with whatever, season it, throw it in there, roast it, and it'll get crispy. I swear, it's delicious. So y'all can have pre-chopped refrigerated vegetables or pre-chopped frozen ones. It can work either way for whatever meal you're making. Then again, other frozen staples. So these frozen things aren't just good to help with like quick and backup things, but also you always have them on hand. So like maybe you don't need to go grocery shopping every week. Like look what's in your freezer. Even though it's not pre-cooked, things like certain like seafood, fish, ground meats, all of that defrost pretty quickly. Like you can run it under some water and it'll defrost, or throw it straight in the pan and you'll be fine. So I think that just helps with the being prepared part, like having those things on hand. Rice, you can buy frozen, even rice, beans, frozen vegetables, frozen chicken, whether it's cooked or raw, it's ready to cook. But having frozen staples on hand, I think is really, really key. And then also your quick carbs. So most of the times these carbs and fats are easy for people to get, but even like sweet potatoes, like you can microwave them. Frozen quinoa, again, like I said, just like rice, ready to eat oats. So having, you know, I think when you think of meal prep and those different components and just having different things on hand, it will be a really good backup plan or to just supplement your meal prep so you're not spending hours in the kitchen. And this is what my no-cook grocery guide is really, really good for too, is you can kind of pick the components of your meals you don't want to cook. And sometimes it's just putting meals together and that can make it really easy. So here are just some simple meal ideas with pre-cooked or pre-chopped food. So you can do Greek chicken bowls by using a rotisserie chicken. Cherry tomatoes, you just rinse them and add them in there. Cucumbers, quickly chop up. Feta and tzatziki over rice that's already been cooked. You could also do tacos. You know, you can have seasoned ground beef that you've already cooked with some shredded cheese, guacamole, salsa, all the things. An egg scramble. Eggs cook so quickly. So if you have like pre-chopped vegetables or something you want to throw in the pan with it, then throw some eggs on top. There you go. A shrimp stir fry. This is one of my favorite stir fries. I think are so easy because you find like refrigerated and frozen pre-chopped mixes like that. So you do that with one of your favorite proteins and then use a sauce. I'm such a huge fan of sauces. Like that's the thing with recipes is recipes are going to tell you how to make your own sauce. Like use something in a bottle that has decent ingredients and you're good to go. Like I love the Primal Kitchen brand. They have so many options that are healthy for you. And so lean into what's available so you're not cooking everything from scratch, because that's where I feel like recipes just kind of go off, is they want you to, you know, use the everything, you know, chop your own onion and garlic and make your own sauce. You don't need to do all that. Okay. So like I said, number one, we just talked about the power of pre-cooked and pre-chopped things, either to help supplement or to have as a backup. Like your freezer is going to be key here, because things can stay good for a really long time. So next, think about simple cooking methods. Okay. So one pan or one pot. So you can, like, I'm a big fan of roasting things, because again, I have two toddlers. I cannot stand over something hot on the stove. They're going to be pulling at my leg. They need something. They'll be climbing on something. So to stand over something while I'm in the kitchen is really, really hard. So I'll just, like I said, put a whole batch of vegetables and or protein in the oven and let them roast. And that way I don't have to stand over it. So, or it could be like a skillet meal that you can still put in the oven too. Don't forget slow cook an Instant Pot. So sometimes I might prep, which we'll go through this, like certain fruits. I mean, well, yeah, I'll always have fruits on hands, but proteins, carbs, vegetables, and then maybe I want to mix it up in the middle of the week and do like a casserole or something in the slow cooker Instant Pot. Or if you're, again, if you're batch prepping, which we'll talk about in a minute, you can put a lot of chicken in there. You can do a pork tenderloin, like whatever works for you. You can use that simple method that you don't have to stand over. Grilling, like, it's simple, but it does take some time. However, if you get someone else to do it for you, you don't have to stand over it. A lot of my clients do this. They're like, hey, on the weekend, my husband will grill a lot for us. Like, husbands love like something to do that's, they like to grill a lot of times. I like it too, but most of the time I'm dealing with the kids or whatever your dynamics is. And sometimes I do grill, but whatever, like you can put a bunch of stuff on the grill and you can eat it, chicken, shrimp, burgers for multiple different meals. And then again, batch cooking things like rice, quinoa, again, you can use these in, you can either buy them frozen or cook them and freeze them. Same thing with pasta. Pasta freezes really well. So when you're cooking something, try to cook a lot of it and see if you can like put some away for later use, obviously. And then also you can always, like if you can freeze those individual ingredients, but if you do something in a crock pot, like white beans or a meal, you can freeze that meal too. Like I've had clients say, you know what, by Thursday, I just didn't want the rest of this. I just threw it away. I'm like, why did you throw that away? We are in the South. We don't waste food. So get some freezer bags and freeze it. And that way, in another few weeks, like you just, like maybe you'll have a freezer full of prepped meals one week, you know? So just put it in the container, freeze it, and you can use it for later. So I'm a big fan of freezing. I'll freeze side dishes, I'll freeze main dishes, I'll freeze it all together. But most things are freezable. Like I feel like everything's freezable. There's not much that can't be frozen. And you know what? If you find out it doesn't freeze, well, oh well, throw it away. You gave it a shot at that point, but just don't go off throwing everything away. You know, try to freeze it. Okay. So we talked about keeping like the convenience of chopped things, certain pre-cooked things. And I'll do this too. Some grocery stores like Rouse's, Whole Foods, you can get like big batches of things already cooked. Like if you go in their deli section, that's a game changer. You can get different sides and mix and match there. Then we talked about simple cooking methods. And now we're going to talk about like your meal prep approach. Like it can change and what that might look like. And so you might have a full prep mode. Like maybe there are some weekends where things are a little bit slow and you can cook a lot in advance. Take advantage of that. Sometimes it's minimal prep where it's crazy and you're just focused on prepping the proteins and vegetables because you know like carbs and fats are easy to come by. And then you have like just a backup plan mode. Maybe that's where you're living off of things from your freezer because you were smart a long time ago and you froze some stuff. Or like I said, you're looking at our no cook grocery guide and you're stocking up on those things and you're just using that for a few days until you can get back into a rhythm. And right now as a busy mom, like my approach is minimal. I focus on those components. I mix and match and I put them together. Last night, I've roasted some vegetables for myself for the remainder of the week and the weekend. And we had some like leftover shrimp that my husband had grilled, but I knew my kids didn't really eat the vegetables I cooked. So I took some frozen broccoli and some frozen tater tots and put them in the microwave. And that was their side. They had shrimp, tater tots, and broccoli. It did the job. They liked it. So don't overcomplicate things and think like it has to make sense. Like most people probably wouldn't think I could put a tater tot with shrimp, but my kids don't care. And it worked. And it was a potato. And it was a good quality tater tot. So they had some healthy fats in there too. And they had everything they needed and we were good to go. Okay. So again, you can go, just remember it can change. Full meal prep mode, minimum meal prep, have a backup plan. And then also get others involved. So I think sometimes when we're on a health journey, we think like, oh my God, I don't want to be a burden to somebody else. So I'm just going to do all of this on my own. And now you're cooking something different for you and for everyone. And it doesn't have to be that way. So one, like I said, I do sometimes cook different components, but they are all eaten. Like food doesn't really go to waste too much in my house. And two, sometimes, like, again, if you're not the main cook, talk to your husband or whoever, or your partner or whoever might cook and say, like, look, can we just like use leaner ground meat on our burgers this time? Or can you back off of the oil a little bit? Like, it depends on, you know, how you and your partner like have that conversation. I've had a lot of clients where their husbands cook for them, or our male clients where the wife cooks for them. And so just say like, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what my coach told me. Do you think we can make some adjustments? And we're also here to help you with that conversation as well. And that also kind of goes for people like my mom will cook for us once a week. I have other people who their moms might cook for them once a week. And so also maybe saying like, this is something we talk a lot about with our clients, is teaching people to love you differently. Again, I know this is kind of a tangent, but for example, if you have a family member that cooks for you often, maybe they always cook your favorites because that's what they think you love, but you're on a health journey and you need something a little bit more balanced. One, you can kind of communicate that to them and say, hey, like, especially if it's your parents, like they love you, most of the time they won't get offended. Just say, look, I'm trying to eat a little bit healthier. You know, I really appreciate when you cook for us. Can you give me a heads up about like, I'm really excited. Like, what are you making this week? And so you can kind of get an idea of what they might be cooking so that you can kind of see like, okay. Like for example, my mom, she might do corn, potatoes, and like a roast. So I might do like a green vegetable to go with it or something like that. And I might say, or I might like pull out some of the roast and just not use as much gravy. And she'll even call and ask me. And so obviously my relationship with my mom is a little bit different because she knows I'm a nutrition coach and those things are really important. And she's like, hey, I'm cooking this for our girls. Like, I did a pork loin for y'all, or I got a leaner roast for y'all. Like, she knows like kind of what I'm looking for. And so I think like teaching people to love you differently sometimes is really helpful. Like, instead of bringing me a batch of cookies, you know, like, let's go grab coffee together. Anyway, that was kind of a tangent, but if, you know, get your family on board, whether that's your partner, whether that's someone that brings you food, and definitely get your kids involved. Like, I think like even for me, like one of my kids is 4, and sometimes I hesitate to get involved because obviously, you know, we know it can be more work than it's worth at the end. But I know I'm teaching her skills, and in the end, it will pay off. And they can help in different ways. So maybe they're, dependent on the ages of your kids, maybe they're helping like wash some of the fruit. Maybe you can get them like the kid kitchen set that's like plastic knives, but they can still chop certain things. My little girl loves to do, she'll peel garlic for me all day long. And so they can help with not only the preparation of certain things or like putting portions of things in certain places, they can also help with just like picking things out, you know, get them involved. Like, this will really pay off in the long run. I've been doing a lot of family consults recently. And so it's harder to undo things, which it can be done, but it's a little bit harder versus getting them involved in the beginning, like helping them pick out things, giving them a few things to choose from and ideas. And so that they feel involved in the process, it can really cut down on that battle. And so if that's an area too that y'all struggle with, I would recommend y'all going back and listening to the podcast with me and Dr. Kelly Cagle, who is a parenting expert, about creating mealtime harmony. I think that's really, really important. One of the families too that I did a consult with last week, their 14-year-old daughter, she was the one that did the online grocery orders. Like, her mom had, like, she had access to it. So she'd fill the cart. The mom would check, like, you know, just make sure everything was good before they checked out. And I think that's huge. You know, get the kids involved, whether it's loading the grocery cart, asking them to pick some ideas or recipes, and getting them involved in the kitchen too. It will pay off in the long run for everyone, I promise you, because you don't want it to all fall on you. And that's what makes it stressful. And I think we kind of have to. I think we feel like it has to sometimes. And it absolutely does not, because, and it absolutely doesn't, because it's what keeps, it's what gives them the confidence, and not just like as like, not just in school, but as they age, especially when they're out on their own. Like, you really want to make sure that they have that confidence to make good and healthy choices. Okay. So we've gone over a few things. Now we're going to just get to the specifics of exactly what I do and meals and some examples of meals that you can create. So this is what I call like the bulk prepping method. So I've talked about it a little bit, but I'm going to walk y'all through it. So one, it is bulk your core ingredients. And I typically cook like two nights a week. I'll bulk prep. Maybe if I want to throw something else in there, like I said, a casserole, or my husband has, you know, a wild hare, we'll throw something else in there. But this is focusing on prepping my proteins, carbs, and veggies instead of just the full meals. My fats typically come from my sauces or my meats, which I'll talk about. Then I mix and match meals. And so when you use these bulk prep ingredients to create quick, fresh meals throughout the week, it really adds to the variety and it cuts down on different opinions too. Because sometimes, like, yes, our family pulls everything out and we just make different things based on our preferences, but using the same ingredients, you know, so we're not cooking again. We're not dirtying all the pots and pans. We just throw stuff on a plate or in the mic, you know, put it in the microwave, whatever. And we go from there and it just really, it really just decreases the likelihood that you'll get tired of something. Okay. And then also I keep like breakfast is typically normally the same for me every morning. For most people it is. Snacks, I try to keep like already prepped, you know, whether it's like yogurts, popcorn, things like that. But if y'all have listened to me for a while, I do like snacks, but I mostly have four meals a day, you know, so that's kind of more of my method. So okay, so pick your protein. So I recommend 2 to 3 a week. And so here are some options. You can do ground beef or ground turkey, great for taco bowls, lettuce wraps, adding to pasta, grilled or shredded chicken, great for salads, wraps, stir fries, quesadillas, baked shrimp or salmon, quick to reheat, toss on the salad or grain bowl, hard boiled eggs. That can be good, like to add into meals or just for a snack. I personally try to have like, I'll cook like one red meat, one like white meat, and then a seafood is kind of the way that like the breakdown that I look at it. Then I'll pick 2 to 3 carbs. So rice or quinoa, roasted potatoes or sweet potatoes. You can do whole grain pastas or wraps. The rice and quinoa can be great for like stir fries, grain bowls, or as a side. The potatoes, you can stuff them. Like you can do a barbecue, shredded chicken, stuffed sweet potato with like a side of broccoli or something like that. That can be really good. And then the potatoes you can also add to salads if you need something on the go, but you want some more carbs. They do great in salads. And of course, just being a side with protein. And the pastas, you can do a cold pasta dish, a warm pasta dish, and wraps. You can put anything in a wrap. So those are the carbs I keep on hand. Veggies go seasonal. So you can do roasted Brussels sprouts or broccoli. Again, as a side, add it to things, sauteed peppers and onions. They can be great for tacos, fajitas, but they can also be great for like Greek bowls too. Fresh spinach or mixed greens if you need a quick salad or you want to stir them into some warm dishes. And then I have like my condiments. And so some of my staples are like ketchup, of course. I'm a low sugar barbecue sauce. I love to have a honey mustard sauce on hand. You could do like a good Caesar or ranch, Italian, hot sauce. I typically, that's where I'll get like a lot of my fats from. If not, then I'll add fat somewhere. Then mix and match your meals. Okay. So throw things together in easy and different ways. And so you could do, for example, you could do breakfast like scrambled eggs, sauteed spinach with the roasted sweet potatoes. Lunch could be grilled chicken, quinoa, roasted broccoli, and a balsamic dressing. Dinner can be ground beef, sauteed peppers and onions, taco seasoning, wraps. There you go. Other quick dinners, shrimp with the rice and the roasted Brussels sprouts with a sriracha mayo. Snacks can be the hard-boiled eggs with the guacamole and veggies. So you see the beauty of this, like you're not stuck like, and you can also make something I did recently is you can also make like themed weeks. So that's something I started doing in our group is I'll do like sample meal ideas for the month. And you could do like a Mediterranean week or a Mexican week or Italian week. The thing that I like about that too is one, it kind of forces you to try new things. And two, it forces you to use up all of the ingredients too, because you're kind of using the same ingredients if you're working within like those different categories. And so I think it's really fun too to have just themed weeks because you're really mixing things up. It could be a Cajun week, whatever that looks like for you. Or again, like I said, you can do it within the same, you can also mix and match the flavors like within the same week. Like you can do the ground meat to do taco Mexican night. You can use that ground meat on a pasta dish for Italian. You can use it in a Mediterranean bowl, like whatever that looks like for you, you have options. And so I think it's really important to, look at variety in different ways. And of course, what works for you. And then that's, I lost my train of thought. I'll come back to it. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I typically don't do like grocery shopping and any prep on the same day. That's just too much mental energy around food for me, if that makes sense. So I'll typically like grocery shop, like have grocery. I do a lot of grocery delivery and pickup. I'll do that like on a Friday. Maybe I have something during the midweek too. But I just love that option because you can go through and get your same stuff. It's like past purchases. So I'm just like, add to cart, add to cart, add to cart. My things don't change week to week. Like I keep things pretty simple. And like I said, I just do different flavors and then maybe I try like one actual recipe if I have time that week or one casserole, but you better bet it's typically something I've already done before because that's just the stage I'm in with two young toddlers. Like even after I had my first baby, I was still able to cook more, you know, because she slept a lot. And before kids, like I cooked a lot more variety and end up things. That's just not the stage that I'm in. And if your kids are older and you have more time, great, go for it. But just remember where you're at right now and try not to make it so complicated to where you're discouraged and then you just stop doing it and you're relying too heavily on convenience foods, eating out, fast food, because that's not good for anyone, you know? So we talked about some different options, but here are also like some key condiments and seasonings I would keep on hand to keep meals exciting. So like for Mexican, obviously taco seasoning. And so to kind of go back, when I'm cooking things, I typically just season things with salt and pepper so that I can use them differently throughout the week, unless I'm doing like a themed week and I know I'm going to make this all Mediterranean or Mexican flavors. But like I said, like here are some things you can keep on hand, but these are things, like I said, you'll use them all in a week. So Mexican, you have your taco seasoning, your salsa, guacamole, lime juice, cilantro. If you're doing Mediterranean Greek, obviously that olive oil, balsamic vinegar, feta, hummus, tzatziki, Asian, coconut aminos, soy sauce, sriracha mayo, sesame oil, ginger and garlic, barbecue and southern stuff. You know, barbecue sauce, ranch dressing, hot sauce, mustard. And so those same dishes can taste totally different with different flavors. Obviously, I'll add cheese to things too. So here's why this method works. It saves a lot of time. You're prepping the basics, but leaving flexibility for variety. It keeps food fresh. You're not stuck eating pre-made meals. I get soggy by Thursday. It prevents decision fatigue. You have the ingredients ready, so meals come together quickly. It allows for being spontaneous. So maybe like that night, I want a quesadilla. Like I can make a quesadilla pretty healthy with just chicken or ground meat that I have on hand, or we do flatbread pizzas, whatever that works. It works for all seasons of life and all people. And so I really hope this helped break it down, like give you some different ideas. But remember, do what works for you. Make a list, whether it's mentally in your phone, wherever, about the proteins and such you want to try. Check out the show notes and download those guides. Those will be super, super helpful. So try this method, you know, let me know how it works for you and if you have any questions. But the key here is to just simplify it and eat mostly fresh foods. And if you need to prep anything, just stick to protein and veggies and everything else will fall to place. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.